Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here in hour number two of the program, we go to your phone calls, and we'll start things out with, I believe, Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I got into a little argument with my father.
Oh, dear.
And it was regarding the speeding ticket I got in July.
Okay.
And what had happened was I watched that Flex Your Rights video on YouTube by the ACLU, and they say that you should only roll down your window about, you know, like half a foot, like 6 inches, so that the cop can't stick his nose in the door and say that he smells weed, get out of the car.
I think it's a fine, fine idea. Plus, there's also another more, I think, legitimate reason, and that is you don't know if you're dealing with a cop. You could be dealing with somebody who is pretending to be a cop, and if that window is rolled down, he could do something to hurt you even easier than without it.
I don't like the advice.
Right. So when I got pulled over, that's what I did. Now, the cop, when he got out of the car, the squad car, he put his hand on his gun and he screamed at me to roll down the window all the way. So I did it because I was being threatened by a gun.
Sure.
But now my dad called me a wise a-hole for doing that because he says that I shouldn't walk the line, that I shouldn't protect my rights, that I should just follow the rules of society.
This is a
and
common...
that I shouldn't make the cop mad because of that. And I said, you know, if the cop, I said the reasoning for it, which was he could, you know, do a fake search or a fake probable cause, rather. And my dad said that not all cops are bad and that only a few of them are bad. And what I wanted to equate this with is like wearing a seatbelt. I don't get into many accidents. I've never been in an accident, actually. And most people don't get into accidents. But is that any reason not to wear a seatbelt? I wear a seatbelt because I want to protect my... protect myself just in case something bad happens.
Good point.
So if when I roll down my window only 6 inches, I'm protecting myself just in case. Even if what my dad said was true, which probably isn't, that 99% of cops are good, 99% of car trips are you arrive there safely. So, but you still wear a seatbelt anyway, and he still encourages the use of a seatbelt.
Yeah.
So that's the parallel I want to draw, and I'm so frustrated by my dad telling me that I have to conform to the rules of society and that I have to, you know, obey the law all the time, and it's just making me so mad.
Well,
it's just unbelievable.
I don't know how your dad goes about telling you, and I think that's important. That's important to impart. I mean, at 17 years old, you're a man. You may not be from a legal standpoint entirely emancipated.
He calls me a little immature kid because I'm asserting my rights because I'm bucking the system, he says.
Sure. We've been called that around here, by the way. I'd like to point out.
But I was making a point,
and I didn't get
to make that point. The point is, when you do this roll down the window crack thing, when I saw that advice the first time, I think it was on Busted, which is, I believe, sponsored by the ACLU to some extent, the movie Busted. I knew that was bad advice. Look, all you're going to do is upset the police officer. And whether or not it's true that you're being an immature a-hole, that's how he's going to view you.
So you're saying, Mark,
I, as an adult male, 37-year-old adult male, I don't like teenage men because I see the things in them that the mistakes I made and the bad attitudes I had at that age. I transpose my feelings about me at that time onto these young guys whom I've never met. And I think that it's a pretty, you know, having talked to plenty of guys my age, it's a pretty common feeling.
Mark, are you giving people advice to roll their windows down all the way with the cops when they could very well be an imposter looking to hurt the person who's just been pulled over?
I think that the chances of them being an imposter infinitesimal compared to the chances of pissing off a legitimate police officer with little blue lights on the top of his car.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Don't forget, though, that, yes, it's infinitesimal that you're going to get a jaded cop, but it's also infinitesimal that you're going to get into an accident, so why should we wear a seatbelt?
I understand what you're saying. A seatbelt doesn't anger anyone. Do you know what I'm saying? You're going to get some. You're likely going to find some police officer that doesn't. I mean, the chances of finding a police officer that isn't pissed off that you didn't roll down your window seems to me less than finding one that is.
So should people just get on the train to the?
I don't see how rolling down your window is giving up any of your rights. If he says, "I smell marijuana," I'll say, "No, sir, you don't. There's never been any marijuana in this car, and you're lying." If you perceive,
well, that'll piss him off.
I'm now beginning to videotape this this operation, and this will be up on YouTube.
Well, now you're talking about pissing cops off.
Hold on, wait. You're talking about a situation where you're just dealing with a police officer. Most of the time when I get pulled over, I don't get a ticket. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I roll down my window. I say, "Yes, sir." I keep my hands where they can see them. You know, it's easy. Now, when the officer is then proven himself to be a jerk ahead of time, he decides to be the jerk by lying about whether or not he smokes marijuana, then you start acting like a jerk. In this case, you're being the jerk, I understand that, but he's doing his job as far as he's concerned.
Because
I understand.
Keep in mind, though, Mark, that he asked me to roll down the window all the way.
With a gun.
And I
with
did
his
it.
Hand on a gun.
So I gave him the license insurance registration, and, you know, I was very polite about it, and I was being respectful to him at first. And he said, "I caught you going da-da-da-da-da in a 45, all right?
Okay.
And I said, okay. I just politely said, okay. But then he shined the flashlight in my eyes and said, okay, you're on a provisional license. You're going, you know, 76 and a 45, and you're telling me that's okay? You know, who do you think you are? And then he started screaming at me. I was polite at first.
I like how he doesn't see it that way. He doesn't view it that way.
Because he's a jackass.
At the very first, you were being a jerk as far as he's concerned. I'm not saying
that's his problem. Look, you know what, Mark? I like the way Dave Ridley handles these cops. If you've ever watched Dave Ridley over at RidleyReport.com, he's very, very respectful toward them. And when a cop tells him to do something that he doesn't feel like he should do, Dave Ridley says something very similar to, "I intend no disrespect, sir, but I will not comply with that order." And obviously, if he's got his hand on his gun, you're all alone and you're scared, then you got to do what you got to do.
Dave Ridley has a video camera, and he is looking.
So have that video camera with you.
And he is looking for the situation where he's dealing with cop. Now, when you're driving down the road, were you looking for a civil disobedience opportunity here, Alex?
No, I was trying to get home for curfew.
There you go. So Dave Ridley is looking to some extent, antagonize the police into having some good video, and I'm all for that. Believe me, I like the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com, and I want him to have those good videos,
right.
And I think that he does show these cops in their true light in a lot of cases. But when you're dealing with the police, you have to decide, do I want trouble, do I not want trouble? And then you need to follow the path that's going to get you what you want. If you don't want trouble, roll down your window.
They've
if you do want trouble,
but I'm not
keep your window
I'm not
cracked.
Complaining about the cop. I'm complaining about my dad calling me that.
Your dad is trying to tell you the facts of life. He might be doing it in a abrasive manner that isn't communicating to you properly. But I think that I'm telling you the same thing that your dad's telling you. That this cop views this as you being a little jerk or whatever. Do you understand? Like, I'm saying it the same way your dad is. I'm just not actually calling you a little jerk.
Well, I think that when you're I'm trying to assert my rights, and I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to say be a good little citizen, but I'm trying to, you know, protect myself. And I don't see how protecting yourself could be a bad thing.
I agree with you, Alex. I completely agree with you. I think that you're very courageous for doing what you did. And I think Mark is just advocating that you bow down and get along. And there is a time and a place for that.
I'm telling you if you have a goal of making it home by curfew, you need to take the steps that are going to reach that goal. If you have a goal of, you know, doing some civil disobedience, showing police officers to be violent individuals that abuse their power, then you need to take the steps to get back.
And there are times to have those.
And you're completely
goals.
Within your rights. I'm not saying you're not.
It may
Alex.
Not be a good
I'm
idea.
I'm saying you're not doing what you need to do in order to get what you want.
It may not be a good idea to do that at this point when you don't really have anyone who can back you up. So I may agree with Mark's tactics at this point in time, but if you actually do move to New Hampshire, that may be the time to start really standing up for your rights. Of course, if you're not moving to New Hampshire, then then you have to make a real decision as to when that time is. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and they include the updates. You can get signed up. We'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, sent out an update yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, announcing the brand new banner auction. We're auctioning off the second banner on the website. You'll get it for an entire month. You can advertise virtually anything. and you can win it if you're the top bidder. And the auction's going on right now, so go to auction.freetalklive.com. Probably will be going on for several more days. That's auction.freetalklive.com. And you also need to know about our friends over at SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, but they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner. It's the top banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Now, before we go back to Alex, because I wanted to discuss more of the family end of his call than the cop being pulled over end, but during the break, you were attempting to rake me over the coals because you're suggesting that I am just sacrificing Alex to the gods of civil disobedience. And I'm sorry, I don't think that's the case. I think that
sacrificing would indicate that you have some value for Alex.
I do. He's a good kid. He's one of our amplifiers. He's probably going to move to New Hampshire someday.
What I hear you doing is saying that it doesn't matter. Is all you've got to do is show these police as violent thugs.
That's
you
not
know,
what I said.
Keep crack the
said.
Window and screw
not
them.
What
they're
said.
They're initiating violence
not
against
what I
you.
Said. Not what I said. What I did say was that there's a time and a place for civil disobedience.
That and much is that, true, and that's what I'm saying.
I said that everybody has their time, their place, and they have to draw that line in the sand for themselves. I'm not drawing any lines for Alex. Alex gets to draw that line himself. If Alex decides that he's ready to start practicing with this now, then that's his business. It's his decision. In fact, he's 17, so the consequences will probably be relatively minimal. Now, I know that you suggested during the break that you thought there was a chance that if he didn't do what the cops demanded, that he would have his head blown in.
It does seem unlikely.
I suppose there's a chance of that.
It's
but
a chance.
He
the
did
guy didn't
what
have
the cop
his hand
wanted
on the
to
gun.
Do. He did what the cop wanted him to do after he threatened him with a gun
and got a
down
ticket.
The window. He might have gotten a ticket anyway.
He might have gotten a ticket anyway. The thing is, you can't say, and I can tell you that advice that the ACLU gave him brought him closer to the ticket.
Well, I don't know. It was his choice. It was his decision to make, and if he wants to
sure.
make those...
Sure, but
he
if
wants
you
to
get
make
advice,
decision,
and if it's bad advice, I'm just trying to give him good advice.
Wait a minute, Mark. It's never good advice when you're dealing with violent men and women to disobey. I mean, if you want to go ahead and give people advice, Mark, why
it's
don't you just
disobeying.
Say obey every single
it's
time?
It's not disobeying. Not rolling down your window is not disobeying. It's antagonizing.
It's
no, because you didn't.
Wait, if they order you to roll the window down and you don't roll the window down.
That's when it moves into the realm of disobedience. At first, it just shows up in the realm of antagonism.
I see.
And that's what it is.
Well, no. They're antagonizing. They are the ones initiating the antagonism. They're the ones that pulled you over first. They're the ones that are stealing your precious time. And so they're the ones doing the antagonizing. I don't think it's unreasonable
I think
at all.
You'll have more luck with that line of thinking that you're talking about there, that they are initiating force, is if you... You know, act respectful, do what they say, and then explain that to them.
I think you can act
you
respectful with the window up.
No, you can't.
Well, then you're subjecting. How will you feel if Alex rolls his window down next time?
I can't. I'm not saying that you. I'm not saying that you haven't. That you can't act respectful. It just doesn't show up that way to the police officer.
Yeah, but if the cop's not a real cop, then it doesn't really matter, does it? And that's one of the reasons why you should keep your window
rolled
up.
The cops don't really care at all whether you're concerned about fake cops or not.
I understand they don't care about that, but you can explain it to them as to why that may be one of the reasons why. I'm sorry. I need to see your business card. To make sure that you are a real cop or something like that. Or I'll call the department here. What's the department's number? I'll give them a call to make sure that you're really on the beat, you're a real cop or something like that.
That sounds like civil disobedience to me.
No, it sounds like trying to protect your ass to me.
Doesn't to me.
And as I said, there's a time and a place for this. I don't know if I agree that now's the time for Alex to be doing things like this whilst under his parents' roof, whilst in New Jersey, not around other people that could back him up. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, there's a young gentleman who is not quite as young as Alex, but I think very early 20s. Who is going to not be paying a speeding ticket he received recently, and that's going to be happening within the next week or so. So we'll be telling you more about that as it comes up. But let's go back to Alex. He's still on the line, and one of the reasons you'd called tonight, Alex, was because your father has been basically telling you you're an immature little jerk as a result of you standing up for your rights. Now, Mark's saying don't stand up for your rights, now's not a good time, and I would agree with Mark that now's not may not be a good time, but you may have decided that this is something you want to experiment with. You feel comfortable with experimenting with it. And go ahead.
I do. It's just that if I was living on my own, I could do so much. I would be just so involved in this movement, and I would, you know, I would be such a different person if I wasn't constrained by my parents.
Act now. Go out and get a job.
When they're going and they're basically telling me that I'm going to be a failure if I don't go to college. And
sure,
I said, they say that they love me and they want me to be happy, but they got to understand what makes me happy. What makes me happy is sticking up for my rights.
Well, this
but
is
they
a,
don't want to hear that.
Right. This
and
is a typical.
My dad, he's so close-minded, and he says, you know, the rules are the rules. This is society. We have limits for a reason, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to alienate him, and I think I already have. I think that he doesn't trust me anymore.
You're stuck in a situation.
It's like he doesn't want to pay for college anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really care. I do care if he pays for college, but, you know, I can understand if he doesn't. But the thing is it's really sad that he says that he can't trust me anymore, that he doesn't brag about me to his friends anymore.
It sounds to me like he's really running a guilt trip on you, and I think he's being a scumbag about that. I think that's kind of a low way to approach a serious conversation, to essentially insult you and say, you're not the son I once remembered. This kind of nonsense is as though, you know, you've come out of the closet as a homosexual and he's some sort of anti-gay guy, except it's not that. It's just the government situation. But I have to say that what you're describing to me sounds all too typical, and I can relate to some extent as well, because I've had a similar situation. Obviously, my parents wanted me to go to college as well, as you know, because they didn't go to a full 4-year university. They wanted me to go and do that for them, basically, because that's what this is all about. They say that, oh, this is what will make you happy, but what they mean is, boy, this sure would make us happy if our son would do the things that we think that he should do with his life. This is the, you know, the common thread or the common story that runs across so many parental and parental and son or daughter relationships, is that the parents want to make, you know, correct their mistakes with their kids. They want their kids to be more successful than them, and of course that's a good thing. I mean, obviously parents want what they think is the best for you, but the problem is that what's conflicting is they think what is conflicting is what they think versus what you think and what you want.
What makes them happy
Correct.
Does not make me happy.
And when you're
and
in
I'm
a situation,
I'm going to do what makes me happy, and I know how to achieve what makes me happy.
I think that's,
I love education, and I know I can use that to make me happy. But when they are trying to enforce their vision of happiness on me, I am the most unhappy.
More thoughts about this in moments. If you want to talk to Alex, dial in. It's 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Mark, I don't know if your parental situation can relate to this at all. Mine certainly can. Maybe you are a parent out there.
My mom raised me to be independent.
Maybe you are a parent out there and you want to chime in on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy them, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam, all available at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October 10th, 11th, and 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent. Helicopter rides and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com, knobcreekrange.com.
So we are talking to Alex in New Jersey, having a bit of an extended conversation about his personal life, actually his life with his family. He's 17 years old, of course, on the verge of moving out or becoming legally able to do such things. And inevitably at this time in life, if you aren't doing exactly what your parents think you should be doing, you're going to disappoint them. And that's a situation Alex is in. He's being pulled from two different directions. One direction, at the very least, there may be more, but one direction is the direction he chooses to go in. He's thinking about what he wants for his life, what he thinks is important, and the direction he wants to go in. And then there's his parents that say, well, we think you should do this if you want to be happy. We think you should do this and this if you want to be happy. And so he's sort of in the middle between he wants to make his parents happy. I mean, that's what he's been doing for most of his life as a young person. You want to make mom and dad happy so they don't, you know, so they allow you to eat dessert and you don't have to sit in the corner and they don't take away the video game system and things like that. So you're sort of raised with the idea of, well, it's a good idea to make mom and dad happy. But at the same time, you're becoming your own man. You're becoming your own woman. You're becoming your own person. You're moving on. You're becoming an adult. You've got to break away, right, away from the nest at some point. And it's inevitable that unless you make the choice choices they want you to make, they're going to be unhappy. And so there's no way that you can have it both ways. You can't be happy and have them be happy if what you want differs from what they want, and if they're immobile on their belief system about what you should have. If their belief system is that you should do as we say, you should go to college, you should obey the state, and you should, you know, just get a nice job and then retire at age 65, if that's what they want for you and you don't want it, there's really nothing you can do to help them, beyond explain it to them in a very rational, mature manner, beyond sitting down with mom and dad and you know, letting it be known how you feel, what's important to you, and how you'd appreciate it if they would support you in the things that you wanted to do. Let's go back. Let's bring Alex back real quick here. Does that sound like maybe a somewhat okay analysis of what you've been saying so far?
Absolutely.
Alex, I think that my advice here would be try to put yourself in your father's shoes when you're having this conversation with him. It can be a very emotional and volatile situation, and I don't know how your dad is about it. I just don't know. I mean, you know, maybe he's doing everything but kicking stuff and throwing things. Maybe he's just seething. I don't know. But if you try to say, look, Dad, I understand that you want the very best thing for me, and you and the advice you're giving me would be good if I wanted what it is that you want. But however, what's important to me is, and then explain to him that this is what my goal is, and this is what I want to have, and I understand that it's not important to you today.
And there's a chance that after you explain that not much will change. There's a good chance that...
What happened was we were talking as in me going yes, 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 and my dad screaming. That's
wow.
What talking
screaming.
Is.
Okay, there you go, Mark. Screaming. That's what we're dealing
He's
with.
He's been hyperbolic in the past.
What happened is
maybe...
my mom said, oh, Alex thinks that he should be able to do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't hurt anyone. Oh, wow, yep. The non-aggression principle. And
right.
My dad said, oh, but there are rules in society. You know, you could hurt someone more when you go 76 as opposed to going 55. So it's just... They know what the non-aggression axiom is, and they reject it.
They rejected it. Yeah. Oh, that's what my mom did. You know, she made it very clear to me that she thought I was crazy, I told her I was going to New Hampshire and we're going to be active and not pay taxes and not obey and things like that. And immediately you could see her concern. She was very concerned for her son. She, again, only wants the best. And for her, in her mind, the best is going along to get along, just obeying the rules, paying all the fines, paying the tickets, doing whatever it is the government tells you to do, because the government is great. And this is her mindset. This is where she is, and I've effectively left her behind. I'll call on her birthday, and I'll call on their anniversary, and maybe, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas a few times a year just to give them a token phone call to let them know I'm still out here and okay, because I'm sure they're concerned about all that. But I have no real basis for a relationship with her, and nor do I want one, because it's come to the point where she doesn't want to hear what I have to say. We'll be in a conversation, something will come up, she'll ask what I do in New Hampshire, and now I'll have to say, I can't tell you that, because you don't want to hear it. You're not interested. You want to talk about the weather, and you want to talk about other things that are relatively unimportant to me and my life, and that's fine. I don't mind asking you questions about your life. I don't mind asking you how things are going at your job, or not your job, but the business you own, and what's going on in your life, how you're remodeling the house. I don't mind talking about those things, but when it comes to me wanting to talk about something that interests me, it's off the table. She'll get upset. She doesn't want to hear it. She, again, thinks I'm crazy, so why would I want to even talk to her about any of those other things? I hope it doesn't get that bad for you, but what you're going to find is that when you pursue what it is that you want, your parents are going to have to make a choice. They're either going to have to choose to love you for who you are and what you've chosen to do with your life, or they're going to have to choose to be mean to you about it and to be vindictive and to come down on you for it. And if they're coming down on you and they keep coming down on you, then I say leave them behind. That's what I say, and I know I'm sure a lot of our listeners disagree with that, but there's no point in allowing them to weigh you down.
But it's tough because if you were going to get a full ride to college, what would you do?
I'd walk away.
I would. I would. I think it's a great offer. You know, even like as a, if I look at it as
long as you're willing to be their bitch for 4 years, then it's a great offer.
It's completely. I mean, hold on, Alex. What he's just said to you is hyperbolic and nasty. All right. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me sort of what you do or where you work or something?
I work at a company and we do patent research.
Okay, so you're a patent research type guy. Are you your boss's bitch?
No.
Okay, your boss is paying you in order to be there. Your dad would be paying you in order to act the way he wanted to.
Sure, you could quit.
You could be...
They'll be really pissed at you.
You could be a real jerk to your boss, too.
Wait a minute, Mark. There's a difference here. You can quit your job anytime, and you could quit college anytime. But you'd have walked into college with the agreement with your dad. Yeah, I'll go to college. Okay, sure. But if all of a sudden dad starts laying down these rules that you have to follow in order to keep getting money from him, whatever those rules might be, then you might decide, well, I've had it with these rules. You know, 1 year's been enough. I'm out of here. Then he'd be even more upset because you wasted his money.
You can say, look, Dad, here's what I'm willing to do, and I'm sure that your dad will be all over this deal. I'm willing to, you know, toe the line as far as the legal system goes or whatever, in order to get the money that you're offering for college. I'll get the degree. I will finish that degree as long as you don't start laying down new rules on me.
Okay.
Here's what I'm willing to do.
Agreement in advance. That's not a bad idea.
And then if he starts laying down new stuff, you say, hey, look, that wasn't part of the agreement. I'm not willing to do that. And it's essentially what your dad's offering you is a job. It's a 4-year contract, no compete. There's a 4-year contract and a no compete on this job. And that's what the decision you have to make. Do I want that job?
I'd say if you're going to approach that would be the way to approach it, with negotiations and actually laying out an agreement. Write it down, too.
Alex, what you should do is say, I'm not going to be your bitch and walk out.
Good
advice.
If he asks me a question twice, he gets angry and he starts screaming even louder. And he starts saying that I'm really pushing it and that, you know, one day, you know, it's just going to be all over if I don't answer his questions immediately as he says them.
I understand. Some big decisions to make.
It's the decisions. That's the decision you have to make on the subject, Alex. And, you know, the fact is, if your dad is unreasonable, you don't want his money.
Exactly.
I don't know if he is unreasonable. I'm not suggesting that he is.
If
he is, in fact, and you need to look at that very critically, not from the 17-year-old male
standpoint.
How
badly do you
want? But try to step back and really take a critical look. Is my dad out of his mind unreasonable?
Thanks, Alex, for the call tonight, and good luck. Let us know how things go for you. 800-259-9231. Is it worth it putting up with the crap, or should I just move on, be my own man, and move out? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. org.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-338-1527. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-338-1527. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-338-1527. 1-800-338-1527.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Plus, most importantly, that $3 a month will be reinvested into the show. We'll take it, turn it around into advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country and around the world, and also bringing new internet listeners on board with advertising outreach. You can get all the details on the program and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Matt in Illinois on the Amp line. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had some advice or of sorts, I guess, to give to Alex.
Okay, Alex, our conflicted young man who we've spent pretty much the entire hour talking to about a situation involving his family, not really understanding the whole liberty thing and, you know, claiming they want what's best for him when he wants something different for himself. And so he's stuck in that hard place where many, many young people end up being, you know, do I do what my parents want me to do or do I follow what it is that I want?
First off, this is coming from a personal, my personal experience, and I'm 48. I wanted to go to school when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and my family didn't have the means. So I worked for a couple of years and was trying to save up money to get to school, and I never really was able to. But my mother started earning a lot more money than she thought she was going to earn and offered to send me to school, but I had to take out loans. And I wish I had never done that.
Really?
Now, looking back on it, in retrospect, I'm sure that I would have been much better off if I had just continued to work and saved up and paid for it outright.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gone on to have lots of schooling. And I've got a master's degree now, but I can't get a job in what I wanted. And that, again, is my own fault. And beside the point.
Is it your fault for taking a degree that's difficult to get a job in? Is it your fault for not trying hard enough?
No, it's my fault because I did something I shouldn't have done.
I see. So you've got something on your permanent record.
Yes.
And what it's like.
So now nobody will hire me. And so I'm stuck in the job that I had in the first place. I took out a lot of money to get my master's degree. So now I'm paying off that loan.
Wow.
So my first piece of advice is to figure out whether he needs to go to school to do what he wants to do.
That's a good first thing to think about.
It's a good thing to think about, and I think that it is rare for the for a high school student to in fact know what they want to do, and to be right. I think a lot of people out there imagine what it is that they want to do, but they don't know why. And I think that if you want to be an architect, you'd be a lot better served going and working in an architect's office for cheap for a year to decide this is what I want to do. Then going on to architectural school, you can get some good advice from the architect and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but that may not work for Alex because he may have the kinds of parents that feel like, okay, well, you need to go to college right out of high school. No taking a break. You can figure out what you want as you're in college, but if you want our offer, you need to take it now.
And Jason Osborne, the PhD that sponsors this show, said, look, if you can get a college degree for free, take it. But if you can't, go out and go out and get a job. And I have to agree, because I think the vast majority of people with college degrees don't have degrees in the line of work that they're in.
That's
now,
true.
I know that people, the college proponents out there will say, but if you look at how much people with college degrees make versus people with only high school diplomas or partial college, you'll see that they make more. Yes, but if you were to take, I want to find out what happens if I take out the communications degrees, the psychology degrees, and the liberal arts degrees. I want to compare them to people with just high school diplomas, if I could.
Interesting.
The people with high school diplomas, what you got out there in some cases, are losers. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, you're putting me in the, I have some college. You're putting me in the classification of loser also. And that's just not fair because I'm not acting like the average person out there that has some college. I'm doing better. I'm trying harder. And that's how well you'll do.
Right. So that's the first piece of advice. And then I have five kids, and my oldest daughter is 24. Mm-hmm. She never went to college, but she took a correspondence course to learn how to be a medical transcriptionist. And now she's not only making a lot more money than she was a couple of years ago and actually starting to move up in terms of the financial or the economic ladder, she's thinking of taking more correspondence courses that only take a couple of months.
Hmm.
And they give her a certificate, and she'll be able to make even more money and more money. And those are very cheap.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and she's actually getting very successful. Now, she's 24. I have a son who's 23. He wanted to work a soundboard in the when he was in high school. He wanted to work a soundboard for rock musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wanted to be a plumber, and he started to train to be a plumber. Where he ended up landing is he found he had a thing for plants, and he wants to be now a landscape architect. And he went out and got a job as a landscaper.
Sure.
And he got a lot of networking done.
I bet.
He knows a lot of people in the industry, and now he is paying his own way through school down at the University of Arizona to learn how to become a landscape architect, and he's doing very, very well for himself right now, earning a lot of money on side jobs. And he'll probably come back here and just have a landscaping business.
So you said he's managed to do all this without you having to pony up anything as far as putting him to school?
Without me or his mother having to give him 1 cent. And he's a very industrious young man. I'm really, really proud of him. And he gets the Liberty Message.
So
calls me and tells me this stuff, a lot of this, the Liberty Message stuff. My daughter, she's a socialist, but...
Well, you can't win them all, right? So are you suggesting there, Matt, that Alex should take a look at the offer from his father as far as the college is concerned, but if it seems too restrictive, just go ahead and follow his own path?
Right. And I do have a 16-year-old daughter, and she wants to be a chef. A pastry chef, which if you're good enough, you can make a lot of money doing.
Sure.
And I'll be happy to help her with college if she needs it. She's going to probably go to a community college unless she can get a scholarship. And me and her mom will help her with college if she needs it. But, that's another job where she might be better off getting actual work in the industry.
And it wouldn't be unreasonable of you as a parent to ask certain things of your son or daughter if you're giving them financial assistance, to ask them to do certain things or behave in a certain way or, you know, follow certain set qualifications.
It wouldn't be unreasonable,
no.
But it wouldn't be something that I would do.
That's
I'm not interested in controlling them in any way, shape, or form.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Did you have any other advice?
No, that's about it. Just my youngest son's 14. He wants to make video games, so I already pointed him in the direction of Visual Basic.
Very good.
He says, learn how to use Visual Basic.
If only more people could have parents like you, Matt. I thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. A parent that actually supports whatever it is their son or daughters want to do with their lives and gets behind them. I think that's great.
I think that's it. It's the only plan that's going
to
work.
If you want your kids to keep loving you.
Well, just period. It's the only thing that's going to work. If they're going to try hard, if you want them to be a doctor and they're going to try hard to be a doctor to please you, then at some point they're going to realize, hey, I never really wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not working for myself anymore. Let's go to Prasad in New Jersey. You are on Free Talk Live. Prasad.
Hi, guys. Yeah. What's going on?
What's on your mind, dude?
I'm calling. Well, I'm actually friends with Alex, and this has nothing to do with his topic, but
okay.
We were discussing capitalism, or as more politically correct stated, anarcho-capitalism.
Okay.
And I was wondering, before I even talked about it, how do you define that concept?
Well, I don't know. Anarcho-capitalism would be anarchy and capitalism together, basically, right? Free marketplace with no government fetters.
Okay, so and you're for that type of government. You think that can be, you know, that's first of all practical.
I would not call myself an anarcho-capitalist. I would call myself a voluntarist and a free marketeer. I think the term anarchy suggests without rule, and I am not against rules. I think rules are a fine thing as long as they're on private property. So
point of clarification, it's remarkably similar to what you're talking about.
It is. It's similar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to consider this, you know, whole discussion that I'm about to have as a learning process, because I haven't actually, like, you know, stuck to one side of the argument, but I'm for social democracy, which is
social
a system where...
I would like you to tell me more.
Yeah, you have to tell us about social democracy
in
a minute.
Hang on. One moment. It's got the word democracy in it, which I don't like.
It's got the word social in it, which I don't like.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being social. We have social Sundays here where people get together and hang out.
We have social security where they steal your money.
That's not good. That's a bad kind of social. All right, hour three's coming up. We'll find out what social democracy is here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
It's a fact.